do. Let's
turn to Psalm 125 now and read it together.
Amen.
Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, from this time forth and forever. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Peace be upon Israel.
To trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Are like Mount Zion, amen, which cannot be moved,
right,
but abides forever.
Amen.
Amen.
To be those that are like Mount Zion.
Amen.
And trust in you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want to be moved, Lord.
Amen.
We want to be deeply rooted and grounded in you.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord,
hallelujah, for the mountains surrounding Jerusalem.
Amen.
So the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever.
Amen.
The Lord surrounds his people. Yes. Yes. So we come to the last psalm here in this second step, yeah, amen.
Amen.
Psalm 125. Those who trust in the Lord all like Mount Zion.
Amen.
In this next three psalms, right, 120, starting 123 to 125, 124, 125, we are experiencing, even so there are troubles and attacks, difficulties and whatnot, that we can trust in our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Without difficulties, I don't know how firm our faith would be. Actually, even the difficulties should actually help us, in a sense, to be more and more firm in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So that we less and less trust in ourselves,
yes,
and more trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Because it is not of us, right, of anything that we have done, our confidence, or anything, but because the Lord is within us,
yes,
and he is guarding and shielding Jerusalem.
Amen.
Even fighting for Jerusalem.
Amen.
Right? And making sure that his faithful people will reach the goal.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. If the Lord shows us a goal, he also provides the way and the supplies to make it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So here, Psalm 125 starts, those who trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Or like what?
Mount Zion.
Like Mount Zion. Amen.
Amen.
A mountain, and especially the Mount Zion, is very firm.
Yes.
So that nothing can move this mountain, but abides forever.
Right.
In Revelation, we see that the overcomers, those who overcome, will be rewarded. And the Lord says, I will make you like a pillar,
yes,
in the temple of my God.
Amen.
Right. Maybe we can read these verses in Revelation. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12.
He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name.
Yes, the Lord will make a pillar to him who overcomes.
Amen.
Overcomes what? Overcomes the flesh.
Yeah.
Overcomes any attacks, the enemies, lies. Overcomes anything that will hinder the church. Those who overcome, he will make him a pillar in the temple of my God.
Amen.
The churches need pillars.
Yes.
Any house, any dwelling place needs pillars.
Yeah.
Without the pillars in this meeting hall, right, it will not be safe to be here in rest and peace. Without pillars, a little wind will make the whole thing fall apart. If you're just built on straws or any weak construction material, any building will immediately, or maybe not immediately, but after a little side wind or a heavy load, will collapse. That cannot be in the church, that we are tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine.
Right.
He says this, the one other says that. This book says this, and that book says that. Well, how about what does the Word say?
Yeah.
Right? So the Lord wants to establish us in his word, to know the spirit and the life, and to know the church life, the building up with the saints, and he wants definitely to root and ground us.
Amen.
And if the wind is coming, and the storm, and the attacks are there, we can stay in trust in the Lord, who is on our side.
Yeah.
And we can stay firm in him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No matter how difficult the situation in our eyes might appear, going through the difficulties, it will make us firm, and our roots will grow in Christ. And in the church we will stay, and the Lord, as we overcome, will reward us and make us a pillar in the temple of the God. So today also we need to have such a desire to be a pillar and not to listen to anything that man is saying, any lie, right? We are often so open to listen to anything what anybody is saying. Immediately our ears grow larger, right? And we should not swallow this all up, but overcome and test everything, right? There's even mention in the word that we shall test everything. The Spirit tests all things. So, young or old, new in the Lord, new in the church, or not, right? We can test all things.
Yeah.
By the Lord's mercy, mm-hmm. He will reveal to us whether what something that anything is saying against, anybody is saying about something or the church is true or not. The Lord will reveal it to us.
Yeah. Right?
if you're open to Him and have learned to listen to His voice, mm-hmm. we will know whether it is true or not true. So in the church, we trust the Lord.
Amen.
And want to learn to listen to Him.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord, right, will keep the church.
Amen.
Those who trust in the Lord, they are like Mount Zion.
Yes.
Which cannot be moved.
Amen.
But abides forever.
Amen.
Not only for a decade, not only for 100 years, but forever.
Amen.
Amen. So we do here, and we are here involved in an eternal plan and purpose and work. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people.
Amen.
From this time forth and forever. And then in verse 3 mentions further, for the scepter of wickedness mm-hmm. shall not rest,
yeah.
praise the Lord, on the land allotted to the righteous,
mm-hmm.
lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
Wickedness is mentioned here. And not only wickedness in itself, but the scepter of wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning there is a ruler behind it that really wants to destroy the church.
Yes.
And wants to bring in war, destruction, divisions, or anything like that. The scepter of wickedness shall not rest. That's a promise. To the church. To the land allotted to the righteous.
Amen.
Amen. If righteousness, and we are established in His righteousness, then this scepter, how powerful it might be,
yeah.
how crooked, right, ever anything might be, it will not rest
yeah.
on the land allotted to the righteous. The Lord will not allow, right, that the enemy will have any room to come in. Because now we trust the Lord. Now we have learned to look into His face, to behold Him. Now we have learned to obey Him. Now we have learned to see Him and to watch and to lift our eyes to Him.
Amen.
Who is our ruler.
Yes.
Lest, and there is a danger here, it's mentioned, lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity. There's still the danger always to reach out to the iniquity, to make a choice not to follow the righteous path, but to now to reach out to iniquity.
Mm.
Right? Of course, if you, and we still have a free will, if you choose not to go the way of the righteous one, of course, the scepter of wickedness will have much room. If there are holes in the wall, of course, many things can come into your house. So it is very important that we are rooted and grounded in Christ,
Amen.
In the church.
Amen.
So that unrighteousness and any wickedness mm-hmm. cannot come in.
Amen.
Amen. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good.
Amen.
Amen. And to those who are upright in their hearts.
Yeah.
Do good. Yes, this is a request of now the psalmist here. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And to those who are upright in the heart.
Amen.
And this is definitely a guarantee from our Lord that He will do good to those who are good and upright in their hearts.
Amen.
Yeah. As for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them away with the workers of iniquity. The Lord will lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Not much even you and I need to do. It is really the Lord building the church.
Yes.
It is really Him who is behind everything.
Amen.
It is Him who has the power of resurrection. Amen. It is Him who went through so many difficulties.
Amen.
And was attacked more than we all, yeah, right?
Yeah.
And tempted, right, and tested.
Yes.
But He made it through.
Amen.
As a man on this earth.
Amen.
How much we can trust Him,
amen,
today,
amen,
in the church.
Yes.
We need His humanity.
Amen.
We need His power of resurrection.
Yes. Amen.
Right. And we need all what the Lord has provided for us in the church,
right,
to be rooted and, right, firm and,
yes,
steadfast,
amen,
and immovable. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord lead us all into this experience,
yeah,
in the church,
amen,
life.
Lord Jesus.
Not to be so doubtful, mm-hmm, not to listen to anything, lies and wicked things, right, but to be established in the church. Amen. And to trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Right, in all these verses here, the Lord is the one who arranges. And the Lord is the one who is really providing a solution in all things. He made heaven and earth. So He has prepared in His pockets everything that is needed, right, for us to escape, for us to overcome, for us to make it through.
Amen.
Amen. We trust in the Lord. And then more and more we will be like Mount Zion.
Yes.
Immovable. Mm-hmm. Not much that then the wickedness can do anymore. Why? Because the Lord provided and did not allow that the scepter of wickedness will find rest. And maybe have all this experience, right, that any unrighteousness will not find rest, meaning can find room and can dwell in your mind, and then it comes out to your mouth, and then it reaches to others, and then it spreads all over like a fire, and here we go and have a war. Right. And a mess. But the Lord, as we are watchful, and the Lord will not allow that the scepter of wickedness will rest in the land allotted to the righteous. May we all gain more of His righteousness.
Yeah.
Amen. And to trust Him day by day,
yes,
as we are serving one another in the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
And then the last here in this Psalm 125 is, peace be upon Israel.
Amen.
I very much appreciate this. There is really a line through all these psalms that it is for peace.
That's right. Yes.
Can you imagine if the scepter of wickedness finds rest, that there will be peace? It's not possible. It's just not possible. If anyone finds room here to tear apart and puts doubts in anything and everything and so on and so forth, it's not possible that there will be rest and that there will be peace upon Israel. But as the Lord is providing, and as He needs His people to be faithful to His way, right,
yes,
we can then claim peace be upon Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
May there be peace,
amen,
in all the churches in North America.
Amen.
Amen. Peace be upon Israel.
Israel.
We are learning to be for peace only.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. For peace upon Israel.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.